Can you briefly explain what short and long-term holding, what are those?
The short-term holding facilities are usually for younger animals whom they consider to be adoptable, mostly five and under, I believe. The long-term holding horses are generally older, and they feel that they're unadoptable, and so they are living out their lives in pastures. Now, they are non-reproducing, of course, because all the males have been gelded.
Right, they're all gelded. And this is costing...
The majority of the budget is spent on this, and so that's why I say, you know, we just have to come up with different solutions mm-hmm. that obviously don't include killing the animals.
Newspaper articles and everything talk about selling the animals without stipulation. Can you talk about what that means?
That means that the Tom Davises of the world could buy as many horses as they want, and those horses would likely then be sold to Mexican slaughter plants or Canadian slaughter plants. You can make a pretty good living doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Davis is a rancher and really a horse trader and, mm-hmm. and has done buying at auctions, and horses that he has bought have ended up going to slaughter. But I think the solutions to this must be to manage the animals on the lands that they're supposed to be roaming. Where you run into problems is that the numbers of horses that are left on the range after you have these massive removals start to reproduce at a faster rate.
Talk about that.
That's called compensatory reproduction. Any species will respond in this way. When your populations are underpopulated and you could die out, then you have more young. And this is why killing coyotes has been so incredibly misguided, mm-hmm. because the more coyotes you kill, the more you have.
So you're saying that
wild horses, they have responded in kind with more foals than historically they would normally be having. You leave very few animals on the range, and they are going to respond in that way. And this isn't just Ginger talking. This is the National Academies of Science. And it was a $1 million study that the BLM commissioned several years ago, and it had some pretty clear directives for how to change the management, which BLM totally ignored. And that is the use of available fertility agents that are safe and effective, and they should begin doing this now. Now, that was, what, 3 or 4 years ago mm-hmm. that the report came out.
Mm-hmm.
BLM didn't do that. The BLM began in 2008 with secret meetings on how to kill the horses in holding and how many they can do a year. And that, at that time, they said 1,000 a year. And how are we going to get around clean water standards and body disposal, and how many psychologists would we
exactly.
have to have, because our employees are going to be asked to kill healthy animals. So we're back to 2008 there. This is on a grander scale, I believe, now, because they have warehoused so many animals. Mm-hmm. But part of the solution to this, and not only, of course, is limiting the reproduction on the range to the mortality, it is also taking the short-term horses, there's about 18,000 of them, and putting them back on some of the 20 million acres that has been taken away from wild horse use that was supposed to be wild horse country. So you could empty the short-term of geldings in a big hurry, because geldings could be put anywhere where you even have maybe some remnant wild horses, because they can't
right.
procreate. That's an immediate way to get the strain off of the budget of short-term holding.
Do you honestly, Ginger Catherine, think that the Bureau of Land Management would kill thousands of horses in holding? And if so, how do you think they'd do it?
I don't know how they do it. I do believe they are planning to do it. I would invite people to go to our Cloud Foundation website
mm-hmm.
and Cloud the Stallion Facebook page, because we're putting out a document which is an on-the-range guide to management, which we have created with the help of BLM. And it is a way forward, a way to get volunteers involved, so people out there that are interested in working on this project don't have to be on the range. You can be sitting behind your computer, but there's a lot of things that volunteers can do, and it's time that we step up and participate in this. This is the humane way forward, and we hope people will join us.